some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled that you are here. I have on the show today two of my favorite people of all time, Brian and Sean Krasaugas. They're going to be coming on the line in just a second to talk about a really cool event they have coming up on the 15th. They're going to talk about the eight pioneers from Christian music at the Buckeye Local High School. Tickets are only $10 and all of that cool stuff. We're going to talk about that in depth. But before we bring them on, I want to give a big shout out to the people who are going to be on the show for the rest of the week. So if you know you're marking your calendars for what's going on and didn't watch my video on Facebook on Sunday afternoon, here's what's coming up. Tomorrow on Tuesday's show, we have Peter Jude Ricciardi. He's a voiceover actor, and he's actually reciting, I don't know if you call it reciting, but you call it doing a voiceover for a book that Kathy Porter has written, and Kathy's been a guest on our show. It's a science fiction novel called Earth's Ultimate Conflict. It's about aliens, and it's actually kind of a fun book to read. It's taken me over a year to read it, but it's sitting on my nightstand, and whenever I sit down and want to read something, I turn to that. But Peter's coming on to talk about doing the voiceover for that book, you know, for like an audiobook. Wednesday, we have a great humanitarian coming on to the show, Mr. Sean Hill. He's a young gentleman out of Southern California that is doing a lot of work to help raise awareness and money for schools around the world. He's actually raising money for a school that he's looking to construct in Nepal, and he'll be back on the show on Wednesday. Thursday, we have filmmaker Robert Hensley, and then Friday, live from the UK, we have an artist by the name of MDXP. I'm going to have to ask him what that means, because his name is Danny. I call him Danny. I've been playing his music on my iPhone and on the computer in between shows. Really lovely voice, and he's got this, you know, really good look, but I'm not sure where the MDXP comes from. But that's going to be a live show at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Friday. Why is it 9 a.m. for a Friday night dance party? Because it's 5 p.m. in the UK, and when I have artists that are calling in from around the world, I want to make sure I get them before it's like sleepy time. So that's why we're doing the show early. But there's nothing sleepy about Brian or Sean Krasaugas, who are joining us from Ohio tonight. Boys, how are you?
We're doing great. This is Brian. Sean's coming. We were working on a project, and what happened was we're in a building that we're not familiar with, so one of us are going to be on the cell phone, if that's okay with you, and the
that's
other one is on the telephone. So
yeah,
what we did was
once I get you both, I don't care. My whole goal is just to get both of you here because you guys are so much fun.
Well, we're thrilled to be here. Every time we are on with you, we always have the biggest laugh of our life.
Gosh.
We have to meet sometime.
I know. Well, you know, we were texting earlier today, and I've told, for everybody who's listening, I got rid of my cell phone about 2 years ago for a variety of reasons, and everybody says, how do you live without a cell phone? I have a office line that I do business on, and if I'm bleeding out my eyeballs and really have to do something, I have a free texting app on my iPad, but I hate texting on that because it's just very painful. And Brian and Sean were texting me today on my iPad, and they're like, I hope we're going to meet one day, and I'm like, yes, we're going to meet one day, and they're like, you know, please, let's, you know, we'll chat on Facebook, because I can at least have a keyboard there, I can do that. So you guys are just...
But now you have both on. Would you have us out here?
Pardon?
You have us both on now. We're both here now.
Okay, so. Brian and Sean Krasaugas. Well, the dynamic duo is back. So, boys, what's been going on since? I mean, you and I, you know, we all stay in touch, you know, on Facebook and social media in between appearances. But what have you guys been up to since the last time that we've talked?
Well, I'm not sure if you know, we did a Christmas CD. We got a Christmas CD done, and now we are working on a TV interview show. We're going to be hosts of a TV show. So we're going to working with, I don't know if you know Angela Prim, but she's from the Bill Gaither.
I know the name.
Coast.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. A black woman that has the most amazing, amazing voice. A really big-time singer and just a performer and a half. She's so funny.
Well, when are you going to start your TV show, and how do I get on it? Do I have to call, like, a booking agent? Do we have to call in favor? What's involved?
No, you know, we'll get you on for sure. You'll have to get on. We just were on some Christian network in Canton, and while we were out there, they called us, and they wanted us to come back on because they love having us. But what they wanted to do. We were talking to them about us hosting our own show, and they said, absolutely. So we have wanted to do something like this for a long time. So now the opportunity is open. So I think probably we're going to start working on our set as soon as this Legends concert's over this weekend. And then when we get that going, then we'll be able to start filming our variety show, or what, the talk show.
Didn't I tell you guys, like, a million years ago, I said, you know, one of these days, you know, you're going to find just the right outlet, and it's going to just, like, stumble into your laps, and you guys are then going to be, like, the next Donnie and Marie of Christian music. So I am so thrilled that this is happening for you, you know, while you're still young enough.
We thought we were going to do that reality show. Remember that reality show? It's up online, but nobody ever did anything with it. We thought it was a winner, for sure.
Well, we've talked about this at length, too. And so for anybody who's coming into the conversation and we kind of reminisce a little bit, that's one of the things that we do when Brian and Sean come on, is we kind of catch up a little bit. I will tell you, that reality show is a hit. It just wasn't the right fit for whoever you were talking to. But, you know, out of all the reality TV things that are out there, that is a winner, my friends. It's funny. There's a good story to it, and it has a good message. So, you know, if anybody from Bravo or A&E or Lifetime or anybody like that is listening, I highly recommend that you guys pick it up, because it's ratings gold is what it is, you know, and you can have a fun show that teaches a lot of lessons. You get a little music, you get a lot of entertainment, but at the same time, you're also getting a nice message without being hit over the head with it.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, what's funny is the people that worked with us, Jane Farrell, has become a runaway character anyway. She's a legend in Christian music. She's coming in with her husband for this thing that we're doing. But we had a women's conference, and it's strange. She's in her 60s, and what's funny about her is that all the young girls that came to the women's conference, we had Angela, we had Stephanie Busada, we had all these other women there. But, oh, my gosh, they were all drawn to Jane, because Jane is just a character. I mean, she would have been a runaway character for that show, because she just speaks what she feels at any time, and she's just funny. Even her, just looking at her, she gives these looks that are just amazing, and she's an actress at its best. I mean, but she's sincere, she's true, and she's like a mother to us, but we love being around her. But she sometimes gives these looks that just people know what she's thinking before she even says
mm-hmm.
anything. I think they need to watch that.
Well, so we need to go have maybe we'll do like an online viewing party or something like that. We'll figure that out.
We should.
Yeah,
that'd be wonderful.
So much fun. And we could do what we call like a tweet fest or something like that, or a tweet party, and we can tell everybody they need to use a certain hashtag, and then everybody watches it at the same time in comments. We could start like an online revolution for you guys.
Yeah, you can make a special appearance on with that hair of yours. You are starting to look more and more like a Chrysagas brother.
Okay, so for everybody who is friends with me on Facebook, number one, you should be. You can friend request me at TheGarrettMiller. After having Brian and Sean on, 3 years ago, I said, I think I've met my doppelgangers, and so I need to, like, grow my hair out and grow the facial hair and do all of it. My ultimate goal is to be the blonde Chrysagas brother and, you know, go on tour with you guys.
That'll be wonderful. We'll plan that for next year.
So, hey, I want to let you know we've got a couple of people listening in tonight. We've got a ton of people listening in, but a couple of people are already pinging me on Facebook. I've got Scott Fullerton out of Ohio. He is listening in, and he says hello. We've also got Tony out of Hackensack, and I think Tony knows you and is friends with you as well.
Yes,
he says hello and is sending his well wishes today. So nice to see you guys not only in the chat room but also pinging on Facebook. So let's get down to business here, because I told you guys what's going to happen here is that I'm going to forget that we're going to talk about other people besides you, and I'm going to forget that we've got 5 great songs that we're going to play, and I'm going to forget all of these things, and you, Sean, and Brian, and I, we're all going to just sit here and talk for an hour, and then at the end of the show go, holy cow, we forgot to talk about what's happening on August 15th. So before
That's
we forget,
right.
what's coming up for you guys?
Well, it's called The Legends, and it's the legends of Christian music are all coming together. What really happened, Garrett, was we got together with about 7 churches that were planning a unity rally, and they had said to us to see if we could get something that would draw the people to want to come to a unity rally. And we thought, well, instead of doing it in a church, or even as a picnic, let's do it as an event that we could take it to a theater and stuff. And we thought, let's bring in the pioneers in Christian music. So each church would be represented by a different artist. And there's eight Grammy Award-winning, Dove Award-winning artists gathering together. But they were all the pioneers of Christian music. And we've talked about Pharoah and Pearl so many times on this show, you probably feel like you know them really well. But Bob and Jane Pharoah were the pioneers of the techno music in Christian music. And he wrote songs for Sandy Patty, Amy Grant, Eric Clapton, Wynonna Judd. I mean, the list goes on and on. We could just keep naming them. Even Anne Murray, he wrote songs for her. So
Wow. This
man has won so many awards that we're just honored that he writes our music, too. And he's such a man of God, but he's just, you sit there and you feel like you have so much wisdom and knowledge coming from it, this man. But he's just lived life, and he's just a normal, everyday guy with an extraordinary gift of music. And it doesn't matter if it's Christian music or if it's country music or secular in whatever genre, he could write it. You know, he's just amazing.
And so who else is going to be appearing on the show on the 15th?
The other ones are Scott Wesley Brown, who's probably the most life-changing artist. I mean, his songs are so empowering that I don't know if you've heard some of his songs, but he's amazing. He's the John Denver of Christian music. And the other one is David Meath. And David Meath, if you have not seen him in concert, I honestly say you've got to see him anytime he's around your area. I think he's the best performer we've ever seen, best entertainer and minister at the same time. I've never seen performing and ministry so perfectly wow-niched. But he will make you laugh and cry and just give your life over to the Lord. But he talks about his abusive childhood, and his songs just speak out on every level of love, and he gives you a message of forgiveness and love that I've never heard anything more powerful. So it's Pharoah and Pharoah, Scott Wesley Brown, David Meath, the Archers. I don't know if you remember the Archers, but they were like the Osmonds at one time. Steve Archer is coming in. He was like the number one heartthrob in Christian music way before Carmen was even considered, even before Carmen ever came into the business. So he's going to be there, and Petra, John Schlitz, Chuck Gerard, who was the pioneer of the pioneers. He was the very first Christian artist. And then Kelly Willard, who's just a sweetheart. She's got the most crystal clear voice, kind of like the way Debbie Boone once had her voice.
Oh, wow.
This one is really heavenly voice.
Well, how about this? Because if I don't start playing some music, again, like I said, we're going to forget about playing music and only chat the whole time. So I'm going to start out with Scott Wesley Brown's He Will Carry You, and we're going to play that for everybody, and then we're going to come right back with more with Brian and Sean Chrysagas.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Carry you. He said.
cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried upon his shoulder, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulder, I know, my brother, that he will carry you.
What a pretty song. That's Scott Wesley Brown and his song, He Will Carry You. We're live today with Sean and Brian Chrysagas. The Chrysagas Brothers, of course, stars of Christian music. They have a concert coming up on August 15th called the Legends Concert, featuring eight pioneers from Christian music at the Buckeye Local High School. Tickets are $10. You can call to get tickets at area code 740-859-2344. At the bottom of the page for Rated G Radio today on Blog Talk, there's a link to the Chrysagas Brothers Facebook page. You can visit their website and then buy their music also on iTunes. So during the break, Brian and Sean and I were talking, but I got a ping from Tony. We were talking about, you know, the people that are appearing on the concert on the 15th, and Tony says, well, now Brian is the heartthrob of country music. And I asked Tony, what about Sean? And Tony replied back, so you guys are going to have to chime in here. Brian likes to be the more beautiful one. Remember in the reality show, Sean said, Brian, enough hairspray. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I think that we both have our different styles. Sean's more classic look. He's more like Pierce Brosnan. And I just like to be goofy. So I like to I do use more hairspray, and I wear the crazier outfits. But I was influenced by the Bee Gees, so it's the fluffy hair, the big hair, and the chest hair.
That's your trademark.
That is my trademark. So hey, we all have a trademark. Actually, reality television came looking for us because of that, those looks, and because of the differences between the two of us. So you know, everywhere we go, people always say these two are very different. You know, or they're just somebody introduced us the other day at the Christian event we were doing. It was at a park, and they said, I want to know, when you first look at them, you don't know what they're all about. But once you get to know them, you realize that their heart is right on, you know. So people do look at – there was a song that Dolly Parton wrote, and it was Backwoods Barbie. And it says, I'm just a backwoods Barbie, too much makeup, too much hair. But don't believe the goods are just not there. I forget how this song goes, but it basically teaches that don't judge me by the first appearance, because I'm actually, even a backwoods Barbie deserves a second chance, or I'm actually a good read or whatever. But it was a great song. You have to hear it. But that's for everybody. I think that all of us could judge somebody by our appearance. until we get to know the person. So I think that's what, and I love that Tony said that. Thank you, Tony.
Actually, I think what you're saying about Tony, gosh, I think he's a PR person that you should hook up with because
Tony's great. He's been an angel, to be quite honest. He's been doing tweets all the time for me, and I'm ever so grateful
good.
To him. So, and he says, "You're welcome, Brian," and thank you, Brian. So, you know, we all are giving big praise to Tony today for being a stand-up guy. So, Tony, thanks for all your help. So, Brian and Sean, it sounds like, you know, in putting this together, you're starting to become a little bit of a promotion machine. Would that be a fair statement to make?
Well, you know, this may sound crazy. We worked with Jennifer O'Neill for 18 years. The actress from Summer of 42, and she was a CoverGirl model, beautiful woman. But we worked for her for 18 years as her PR group and doing different things for her. And honestly, she was like hands-on. She taught us everything. And we say always our best teacher in life was first our mom and her grandmother, but second was Jennifer O'Neill, because she really taught us. We would have had to go to school for an education, which she taught, and we really learned how to promote stuff. And a lot of things with Christianity, they always think, oh, no, let God promote it. You don't need to promote. But no one shows up to those things. Now, if you really have a good PR person, people show up. And with this thing, we've gone all the way. Because these people really, as you heard Scott Russell Brown, that man deserves a lot of people to come, and he's a legend, and his music has changed so many lives. Our brother, Anthony, when he was young, he went to a Scott Wesley Brown concert, and he was going to be singing for the Civic Light Opera. They got a scholarship for him, and this sounds crazy because most people wouldn't have turned down the scholarship, but when he saw Scott Wesley Brown, he cried from the moment he got in there to the end of the concert, and then when he went home, he cried for a whole week. And he could not stop crying, because Scott was such a, his songs just changed Anthony's life. And Anthony came to her mom and said, "Mom, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm not going to go to the Civic Light Opera, but I'm going to go into ministry." And he's never looked back. He's been happy. But it was through Scott Wesley Brown, and those songs just are empowering.
That is incredible. Well, I want to play another song next, and you talked about Jane Farrell and what an instrumental person she was in your reality show. This is a song that is called Get Right or Get Left, and it's by Bob Farrell and Jane Farrell. I just put Bob and Jane Farrell. Is it okay to do that, or is it Farrell and Farrell or Bob
Farrell?
Yeah, Farrell
and Farrell and Farrell, but everyone loves both of them, so we just love saying Bob Farrell and Jane Farrell. And this song is so cool. They were the coolest people. They were like the Beatles when we were growing up.
Cool. Well, let's play it. It's Get Right or Get Left, everybody. It's more of the Chrysagus Brothers right after this. Legends concert at the...
They're actually going to be singing there.
Wow.
Singing
well,
that song.
Wow, right on.
Yeah, they're going
okay.
to sing that song. Because
Guys,
it's going to be in Raylan.
How did you get all of these amazing people to show up for this event? Are they all like your next-door neighbors and everybody was having a barbecue and it sounded like a good idea or what?
Well, you know, actually, we've been working with Farrell and Farrell for a while. They become like parents to us. And what happened was once you get in, it's like it's who you know. And once you get into Christian music or any kind of thing, it's like one connection leads to another connection to another connection. And Bob and Jane have been so, they're just the greatest people. We can't say anything but praises about them. And God's really blessed us with their friendship at their songwriting, and we've really helped them. They lost everything in the Nashville flood, and I think a lot of their friends that are in Christian music really respected us for standing with them and coming forward and helping them. And then a lot of them had come to us. We were even shocked that I don't know if you know who Russ Taff is, but Russ
sure.
Taff's like the king of Christian music. I mean, you can't think of anyone more powerful. And when you think of legends, all you need are those two names, Russ Taff. That's like the biggest legend. And he contacted us, his agent contacted us and said, I want Russ Taff on the Legends bill. And we're like, are you kidding? But, you know, to us, that was the biggest thrill of our life because
wow.
Russ Taff inspired Brian. Carmen inspired me. And it was kind of like growing up, those were the two guys we wanted to be when we were
and
growing
guess what?
Up.
I'm going to be singing with Russ Taff for Christmas. So I'm going to sing a duet with Russ Taff. Can you believe it?
Get out of town. That is awesome.
I know. That blows me away just in itself.
And the reason he's coming in for Christmas is he couldn't then, when we told him the dates, he was on a cruise. He was supposed to be on a cruise, which at this Legends concert, what's amazing is he sent a video, and we're going to play it before the concert, and he's saying that he's sorry he's missing this group because these are truly legends. And actually, these guys inspired, if you listen to Amy Grant or any of them, that Bob and Jane Farrell inspired Amy Grant, you name it. Michael W. Smith was inspired by Chuck Gerrard and Scott Wesley Brown. So these people were legends even before the legends that you're thinking of or that
wow.
other people grew up with.
So we've got Brian and Sean Krasagas who are putting together this Legends concert on the 18th of August at the Buckeye Local High School. If you want tickets, call 740-859-2344. Tickets are only $10, which is a huge deal. If you would like to ask Brian and Sean a question tonight, we've got a half an hour left in the broadcast. The phone lines are open. You can call 323-657-1493. Press 1 on your keypad to let me know that you want to talk, and I will put you on air. My sister, Kyra, is listening from Delaware, and she is a huge fan of yours, and she says to say hi, but she won't call in because she's nervous.
Well, we already love her if she's your sister. Wow.
Yeah. Give her
a big hug and kiss for twin hugs from us.
I will.
A picture sometime. We don't know what she looks like. We would love to see her.
She is absolutely gorgeous. So I will tell you that she could be a model, she could be like a super mom, one of those. But
wow.
Hey, we've got a question
wow.
from the audience, and I don't know who this is because I haven't pre-screened the call, but I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 631. 631, you're live with Brian and Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Christina from Long Island.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
how
Christina,
are
you? How are you?
Brian, Sean, hello, Christina.
Yes, we're going to see you
yes.
in New York. We'll be there in September.
Yes, I'm doing better after my car accident. I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, welcome. We've been praying for you. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Brian and Sean. I look forward to seeing you at Samantha's Little Bit of Heaven, and I got a new car, too. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, we'll have
what
to
did you get?
Try it out when we get out there.
Yeah, and my Bobby Rydell, who's my pastor.
That's wonderful.
We love Bobby. He's fabulous. He's going to come and meet us finally.
Yes, I go to his church. So thank you very much again. You guys are awesome. I love you both.
Oh, we love you too. God bless and stay in touch and let us know how you're doing.
I will. From your Greek friend over here.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for your call tonight. Thank you. What a treat. And you have fans all over the country, though. So can we talk a little bit about some of your travel plans that you have coming up? Because you guys are always on the road.
You know, we keep wanting to get to California because we have, from our the charts that we see of where our music is mostly listened to. I don't know if you have one of those, Gareth is your music. But our music is mostly popular in California. We're popular in New York, which is funny. And we're popular in, what was the other one? It's like Oklahoma or someplace like that, and Texas. So, I mean, we get out to Augusta, Georgia constantly, but we're headed in the next few months. It's going to be New York,
Nashville, South Carolina, North Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. There were also plans for Florida and also plans for Texas. So we're going to be very busy.
And a possible Louisiana, which is shocking. Yeah, Louisiana, too, which is shocking because I think we've only been to Louisiana once in our – we were on the Jim Baker show.
Well, so tell me, you guys, did you at one time have a video that was on MTV?
Yes, it was called Jesus Everywhere I Go. And what was funny about this video was, and this is what we'll tell you, if you're doing, trying to get your music out there, do something funny, put it out there and get it. We have sense of humor. So we grew up in the time when the Beatles and the, the Bradys and the Partridge Family and the Monkees were out. So we thought it was funny to just, and like Donnie Murray and that, to film something comical. So we did this video called Jesus Everywhere I Go. Brian played Jesus. I sang the song. And here we, everywhere I looked, Jesus appeared with me everywhere. So it turned out to be really funny, and MTV contacted us and said they wanted to run it, and we were like, are you kidding? Because Christians are never really welcome on MTV. And they said, no, we're not going to make fun of you. Your video does it for yourself, so let us play it. And they played it, and honestly, we had kids calling up and watching this video, and they kept calling up, getting our number, saying, you guys are effing crazy. You guys are effing dope. And we're like, oh, my gosh. But you know what? Honestly, we've reached a new audience that we never reached before, and they totally – we still have those kids growing up saying they love our music, and they followed us into this other – and they've all received the Lord through it, so that's amazing.
You never know who you're going to reach. Now, Tony's also telling me that that's actually his favorite song of yours. So,
I'm glad it is.
When Tony was growing up, watching that instead of the Bradys or something like that.
Now, wait a minute, Karen. We're not that old.
Well, I think Tony's probably like 25 or something like that. So I'm just.
Is that what Tony is? Okay. We're using a lot of hair dye these days.
You guys,
underneath all this.
Yeah.
Huh? Uh-huh.
You just hush
underneath all this is actually Kenny Rogers. That's it.
Yeah. Shh. That's hitting too close to home.
It's Kenny Rogers before his facelift.
I'd hope so. Yeah, you guys don't do any plastic surgery. So let me ask you this. You have your Christmas CD. Is the Christmas CD out? Because I don't think we've done a Chrysagos Brothers Christmas yet, because I would remember
that. No, let's do that because we're going to finish. We did
pre-release.
So many songs of pre-release. We had six songs done, and we're going to finish the album this year. So when we do that, let's get back on your show.
I think we need to do that because that would be so much fun. I think you shared with me maybe two or three songs, or maybe it was a music video or just some iPhone footage or something like that during the filming of one of the songs. I think it was like Brian was shoved in a closet and the door was locked, but it was like a glass door, and that was like the studio or something.
Yeah.
I remember something like that. So it'd be fun to have you back on to do a full release. We'll do like a world premiere.
Oh, wonderful.
We'd love that. One thing we need to tell you before we go forward with this thing. We were nominated in November by the Artist Music Guild, which you should get involved with, Garrett. But it's the Artist Music Guild, and it's we are up for Male Vocalist, Group of the Year, Duo of the Year, and CD of the year, album of the year. So we have four competitions we're up for.
Nice.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, I want to see firsthand all of the trophies. You can bring them with you to California. Let's do this because we are, I don't want to say running short on time, but we've got to get everybody's music in. We're going to play Petra's Beyond Belief. Again, and this comes from, is it Chuck or John who is part of Petra?
This is John Schlitz, and he's won 28 awards for his music, and they were the biggest Christian band there's ever been.
Okay, well, let's do it. It's Petra Beyond Belief. We'll be right back with Brian and Sean Chrysagas.
To fit our test when the glory is there.
love that song. It's Petra's Beyond Belief, and we are live with Brian and Sean Chrysaugus. They have the event called The Legends Concert this August 15th with 8 pioneers from Christian music at the Buckeye Local High School. Tickets are available for $10. You just call the box office at 740-859-2344. You're going to see Scott Wesley Brown, David Meese, Bob Farrell, and Jane Farrell, Stephen Mark Archer, Chuck Gerard, John Schlitt, and then also Kelly Willard. And we're going to play two more songs before the show is over. Believe it or not, we're going to be able to – we've got three songs. We may go over a few minutes today. Well, if we go over a few minutes, we are. But, guys, how did you come to decide that you wanted to do a Legends concert? What got into your head?
Well, you know what happened was Andre Crouch. I don't know if you remember Andre Crouch, but he was a – there was no one as famous as Andre. He also went from Christian music into the secular world, helped Michael Jackson, Madonna do their music videos and their music. In fact, The Man in the Mirror was done by Andre Crouch. And that song of Madonna's, The Prayer, that was done by Andre Crouch as well. So he was in everything. But what happened was he died not too long ago. And we thought to ourselves, gosh, every year there's a new legend that is dying, another legend that's dying. And every time we turn around, there was another pioneer in Christian music that has gone, Rich Mullins, Larry Norman, Keith Green, Dottie Rambo just recently died. And so we thought, you know what, we're going to do something that brings all the great pioneers of Christian music and bring it out. Like, it would be like putting the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and the Carpenters and Barbra Streisand all together. And this is what we came up with, and it's the best of the best.
I think this is just a spectacular idea, you know, because is this something that you would do as kind of like a road tour? Would you get everybody available and take
you
on the road?
Funny, people have actually started asking if we would organize a road tour of this and start doing this. So I don't know, but everybody's asking us to come to California, to come to Oklahoma or Texas or someplace. So we just never know where it's going to lead, but we are hoping to do another one next year. And we already got several of the other pioneers who, like Stephanie Busada, Randy Stonehill, Evie, who I don't know if you've ever seen Evie, but she is adorable. You would go nuts over Evie. Oh, my gosh. She was like the Olivia Newton-John of Christian music. So you would love her.
Bring everybody to you know, well, I say Huntington Beach, but that's because then I could walk to it. But bring them to Southern California and we'll go hang out. I'm going to play another song here. We're going to get right back to the music. It's Fresh Surrender by the Archers, and we're going to be back with Brian and Sean Chrysaugus right after this.
Thank you. gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. As the years went by, we learned giving of ourselves and what that means. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in the rain because of love, because of love. And we were the reason that he
Friday night dance party, because we're playing music on the Monday night dance party. We have Brian and Sean Krasagas. They're, of course, putting together the Legends concert on August 15th at the Buckeye Local High School. Tickets are available for $10. Just call 740-859-2344. Now, I'm going to do a shameless plug for Brian and Sean as well. If you're listening to the show on Blog Talk on the Rated G Radio page, as many of you are today, you can become a friend with the Krasagas Brothers on Facebook. Just click the link. You can visit their website. Click the link. Or you can go buy their music on iTunes. Click that link a lot. And go buy all of their music and help support independent Christian music in today's exciting world. So, guys, we've got about 3 minutes left. Thank you for being here today. About three minutes left. What else do you want to talk about today?
Well, as you just heard David Meads, you can tell why we are doing this. That song is one of the greatest songs ever written, and he's one of the top artists of all time. So that's the type of artist we're bringing to this Legends thing. And the Archers, Steve Archer, he was one of the first Grammy Award winners in Christian music, and you understand why after you hear these songs. They're powerful.
And we also just want to go ahead.
I was going to say, can I just say that I am so thrilled to have the music that was sent over today. And, you know, some of these songs that I haven't heard before, but Linda Sullivan sent these over. So, Linda, thank you very much for being so on top of it today to get these
sweetheart.
Over. And but just a real treat to be able to hear these songs for me the first time, except for your song, which we're going to play next. But the all of these songs were brand new to me, so I appreciate you opening up a brand new world of opportunities for my ears to hear this great music.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad that you were blessed.
You know, we wish that you lived closer, because if you lived closer, you could actually come to the Legends concert and meet all these people. And because we didn't get to play two artists, I just want to give them one more plug. Kelly Willard will be there, and also Chuck Gerard. Chuck Gerard is amazing. If you don't get a chance to hear him on here, since we didn't play him, you have to hear his music. It's life-changing. It does a great thing for... it really brings the message of Jesus Christ and the journey of each one of us who are pilgrims into focus. And then Kelly Willard, I just want to say one thing about her. She has lost so much in her life. Talk about a broken woman. Her daughter committed suicide a few years ago, and this woman lost her home, and she lost her husband, and all these different things happened to her. But you know what? She has hung on to Jesus Christ, and she's going to be there. And she's overcome so much, including depression and everything.
You would not believe how many people have called in about Kelly and said, guys, this woman has given more than anyone, and her heart has been broken, but out of her brokenness, she's healed us. And a lot of the people that have tried suicide, they hear her story, and they've not killed themselves and everything else. So we're so honored to have Kelly Willard with us.
Well, I am thrilled that you guys have been here with me today, and it's just always an honor. I love having you guys on. You know you have an open door anytime that you guys want to come back. And so everybody, it's been Brian and Sean Chrysagos, the Chrysagos brothers. Go, you have to follow them on Facebook. These guys are just a riot. I love having them on. And support independent
well,
music.
Well, you know we love you, Garrett.
Well, okay, so our Mutual Admiration Society is now in session. As I always say, I'll bang the gavel. We're going to end today's show with a song that is one of my favorites of the boys here. It's called Turn Your Eyes to Jesus, and it's available on their Conversations with God album. I believe is that the right album?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I got it right. There we go. So go out and buy Conversations with God by the Chrysagos brothers and their other music. We will see you live tomorrow with Peter Jude Ricciardi, and we're going to talk about narrating a book. You know, because that takes talent. You got to make people want to listen to the end of the book, because otherwise you're boring them to death. This is Turn Your Eyes to Jesus by Sean and Brian, and we'll see you live on Tuesday.
Yes, the thing.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.